Blog Talk Radio.
Monet 11 foot.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, and in the name of His Exalted Christ, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and in the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, our divine reminder, leader, teacher, guide, and warner, it is in their names that I greet all of you in our nation's greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Thank you, and welcome back Thank you, and welcome back to Conscious Black Nation. And it's good to see so many of you out on a Monday night. Wow. So chat rooms are blowing up already, so it's good to see y'all. And we want to encourage you all to call in with your questions and with your comments. And, of course, Brother Kareem, being the creative genius that he has come up with another intriguing topic. How strong is your foundation? Which, of course, we're experienced that lecture from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Savior's Day. So now we need to keep that at the forefront of our minds and take on the task of strengthening our foundation or creating a foundation and then keeping it strong, whatever one we need to do. So I'm not going to delay it any further. I want to present to you the Vice President of Nation Building Movement, my brother, my friend, my man, 100 grand, Brother Kareem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Queen. And thank you so much for that introduction, those accolades. And I pray to Allah that with every breath that he blesses me to take, I can live up to those things, because that's what it's about. And of
yes,
course,
sir.
I have to open up. Yes, ma'am. After opening in a proper manner, as always, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, did indeed come to us in the person of Master Faraz Muhammad, to whom praise is indeed due forever. And in the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, indeed the Exalted Christ, and in the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, yes, our divine reminder, the messenger, the man of God in our midst, I again greet everyone with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. And Brother Eddie has joined us, Brother Kareem.
All praise is due to Allah. So before we get into our topic, which is indeed, as Queen Aziza said, it's taken from the lecture, Savior's Day lecture, of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in which was entitled, How Strong is Our Foundation? Can We Survive? Our topic is, how strong is your, my personal foundation? Can we, I, survive? Can you? And so before we get deep into that, I want to have our panelists present or introduce themselves. I'm going to start with you, Brother Eddie. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. I forgive my tardiness of just getting out of a FOI class, so.
Praise be to Allah. Ain't no tardiness there, bro.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who made himself known to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. That the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he raised as his exalted Christ, Messiah. And they raised for us the blessed in our midst of the divine leader, teacher, and guide, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I greet the family and the listening audience in the greeting words of peace and peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
As a quick introduction, I guess, to who I am, brother serving in Mighty Study Group, Muhammad Study Group in Augusta, Georgia, also serving by a mission in the post of prison reform minister. To do the work of those who are in the belly of the beast. And I serve in every capacity that I can to help Muhammad and help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan do his work. That's all it is to me. Brother Ed.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. And we also have another strong soldier on the line. That's Brother Carl. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. How you doing, black man?
I'm fine. All praise is indeed due to Allah. Present yourself to the audience, my brother.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm Brother Carl Muhammad, and I'm located in San Antonio. And I'm greatly happy to have the opportunity to talk about this great subject that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan laid down to us and presented to us Savior's Day. And also the following week at Mas Mariam, part two. And in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I want to greet all of the family and all those who are listening in the greeting words of peace of As-Salaam Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Well, I just pulled up the word foundation, and it's talking about a foot or a base, a substructure, right? An underpinning,
yes, sir,
bottom, a bedrock. And all of these things sound good, but until we have a foundation within our own hearts, within our own mind, we got to understand the foundation and what Master Farouk Muhammad laid out for us. I remember Minister Farrakhan saying one time that he really didn't have to build the foundation. The foundation was already laid out. He described it like a railroad track. He said every track was laid, every clickety-clack was made. So all he had to do was follow the footsteps or the track of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we got the teachings, and we have the foundation. Thing is that we've taken our eye off the foundation. We don't recognize the value of the foundation. So we go and run and we look at other books and other authors, and I don't care what author you can come up with, none of them was taught by Allah. So we are standing on the greatest foundation. We are standing on the foundation of God himself. He gave us supreme wisdom. And with that foundation, we will never fall if we would follow it, study it, submit to it, and then we will reign supreme. So I just wanted to share with the audience that we need to get acquainted. And if those who are us so-called believers and have been in the nation a while, we need to go back to the beginning, which is, can't think of it. Come on, help me out. Message to the black man. When we start with that right there, that is the greatest part of our foundation, because it tells us who is the mystery God. Is there a mystery God? Part one and two, right? Am I saying that right, brother? Somebody help me out.
Well, yes, sir. It's there.
Yes, sir. So
yes, sir.
I'm just saying, when we start dealing with who is God, and we begin to see that the God that we're looking for is in ourselves. So these are steps that we got to take, because not only that, but we forget. We forget. A lot of us, Trayvon Martin, we've already forgotten. We're not concerned about Trayvon's family anymore. You don't hear people talking about Trayvon anymore. What about all of the others that have died since then? So we go back to sleep quick. And so it's the same thing with these teachings. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad reawakens us. Every time we open that message to the black man, it is a reminder of our foundation. This is the base for our foundation. And without it, we have nothing to stand on. And it reminds us that we have a struggle, and we have a people and a mission that we should be willing to die for and live for and live by. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right. And Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, you there. There's two folks on the line I'm going to bring in right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got the board up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. I'm sorry.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Is that brother Ansari?
No, sir, brother. This is brother Robert.
Oh, yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, my key. So long.
Yo,
that's my fault. How you doing, Black?
I'm doing wonderful, brother, and yourself.
Man, all praises due to Allah. I'm glad you decided to join us.
Yes, sir. I've definitely got to get an earful tonight, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Well, I'm glad that you're here. I also want to present Student Minister James Muhammad. You there, sir?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Glad you joined us.
Now, brother, I'm glad to be on, even if it's just sporadically because I'm driving. But
I understand.
I had to tune in, brother. First reason, because I had to smack you upside your head spiritually, brother, for not being on my show Friday. But I understand that you were working, brother.
that's
the first reason.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And then secondly, of course, I have to join you, dear brother, whenever you are offering a forum through which we can express the message and teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as they are given us through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I'm very honored and happy to be here. And Queen, I fooled you. Hey, where's my
yes,
queen?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She knows, Brother Kareem, she knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But give me a moment. I just stopped at the gas station. I got to put some gas in, but I'll be right back on.
Sir.
Okay, I'm not going to hang up, but I'll be
yes,
quiet
sir.
While I'm putting this gas in. But wonderful to be here. And to Brother Robert, I want to extend my love and greetings. And is there someone else on, Brother Kareem?
Yes, sir. Brother Eddie and Brother Carl.
Oh, Brother Eddie. Assalamu alaikum, soldier.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. How you doing, black man?
I'm doing good. I should smack you upside your head, too. I don't remember hearing you on the show.
Well, brother, with the new work schedule, I'll be around every day. That y'all call me, so but I'm back. I'm happy though.
All right, and brother Carl, assalamu alaikum,
yes,
dear brother.
Well, alaikum salam, brother. You already slapped me upside my head and saved his day.
Okay, praise be to Allah. when you get a certain age, brother, you get smacking
yes,
right.
Sir.
Well,
I just put my head out there, but I knew I was guilty, man.
let me get this gas. I'll be right back on.
Yes, sir. I
yes,
bet you're going to have us put some money on it. Praise be to Allah.
All right, well, let's go ahead into this topic because it's vital. It is vital.
Right.
And
right.
We're going to start, as always, I lay a foundation coming from the scripture. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek refuge in Allah against the accursed shaitan of Satan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Starting in Surah or chapter 25, ayats or verses 21 through 23, wherein Allah states, and those who look not for meeting with us say, why have not angels been sent down to us? Or why do we not see our Lord? Indeed, they are too proud of themselves and revolt in great revolt. On the day when they will see the angels, there will be no good news for the guilty. And they will say, let there be a strong barrier, and we shall turn to the work they have done, so we shall render it as scattered motes. And then secondly, we want to go to Surah or chapter 49 of the Holy Quran, Sharif, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation, let's be clear. And we're going to ayats of verses 15 through 18 in which Allah states, the believers are those only who believe in Allah and His messenger, then they doubt not and struggle hard with their wealth and their lives in the way of Allah. Such are the truthful ones. Say, would you apprise Allah of your religion? And Allah knows what is in the heavens and what is in the earth, and Allah is knower of all things. They presume to lay thee under an obligation by becoming Muslims. Say, lay me not under an obligation by your Islam. Rather, Allah lays you under an obligation by guiding you to the faith if you are true. Surely Allah knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is seer of what you do. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Very quickly, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 19 through 23, where it reads, let me make sure I got that correct, yes. It says, every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In the book of James,
that's right,
will be in the scripture. It's chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, wherein it states, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So, Dr. Allah, surely Allah speaks the truth. We're going to get into some definitions of words very shortly. But again, as I say, this subject is taken, the Saving Day lecture given by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, where he asked the question, he talked about how strong is our foundation, can we survive? And you know that, you remember, okay, got some noise there. Okay.
Yeah, it was his brother's car, I believe.
Yeah, that was me, brother. Sorry about that, man. I'm back, though.
In his lecture, yes, sir, praise be to Allah. In his lecture, you notice one of the things he did was he brought his sons up and talked about the fact that basically there was no wickedness there, that they had been trained correctly, that they were following the course, that they had a good foundation. Now, what we choose to build on top of a foundation is entirely up to us. You notice also at the end of the lecture, you know, there was an upbraiding. He made mention of the fact, and he talked about the fact, in essence, that we weren't standing on the foundation. Also, recently, in the tweets, he said about this fact that he got some, the term I believe he said was some weak witnesses. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. So I'm going to start with you first, Brother Eddie. The first question I have is, what is your foundation?
Praise due to Allah. Wow. Well, you made a point where you said that you can have a foundation, but what you put on that foundation. But also to elaborate on that, the type of foundation you put down is dependent upon what you intend to put on it in the first place. So for us, or even the purpose or the house I intend to build, as the scriptures say, what is to be built on the rock that I intend to build is the kingdom of God. Now, what does that building require? What type of foundation does that thing require? So if we look at what the kingdom of God is, it's an entirely new world. Behold, scripture says, I make all things new. So if I'm trying to put down in something entirely new, then what it is based on has to be something that is not of the old world that was there before. So I can't have my foundation, spiritually speaking, on the knowledge and the wisdom of this world. But the scripture says the knowledge of this world is as foolishness to God. The love of this world is enmity. So I can't have the knowledge and the love and the ideas of this world as the foundation for that work. Brother asked me a question on the Facebook page. He asked, what exactly is the Nation of Islam? He was saying how we could be more effective, opened up to other schools of thought, and you know, we could get a lot more people if we would allow other people to come in and they can have whatever religion they want. If you want to become a part of the Nation of Islam, these other things like this. And I said, well, brother, some of you can probably go read my response, but the essence of it was maybe that idea works for this world, but our purpose is not this world. So the things that will work for someone trying to seek political gain or someone trying to seek mass favor doesn't apply to us. It doesn't apply to the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So if we built our foundation on a free-for-all spiritual understanding or spiritual acceptance, then that foundation is weak for what we intend to do. So we would fall like everything before us that fell before. So when I'm thinking of my foundation, I have to keep in mind what I'm trying to do. If I'm trying to be a great swimmer and you see me lifting heavy weights, well, I'm going to fail because I have not made my body to be able to adopt properly or withhold the tremendous speed and buoyancy required to swim in water when I have increased the mass within the volume of my body that is greater than the water that it is displacing, so I don't float. So I can't break records in wind swimming. If I want to be an expert cook, I can't engage in the activities of a seamstress and expect those skills to be that which create me a great foundation for when I go into culinary school. So we have to look at what is it that we're trying to do. And if you say what is my personal foundation? My personal foundation is the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, faith in the God that came to give us a nation. Because my work, the house that I want to build on that, is the future ruling of God's law, freedom, justice, and equality. Because that is the foundation that requires. But in general, anything that we do, we have to look at the goal in mind. And the goal in mind gives us the idea to seek the right knowledge to create the right foundation. I pray by Allah.
our ancestors.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Brother Robert.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Same question to you, black man. What is your foundation?
Brother, years ago as a young man, first I want to say assalamu alaikum to the family.
Alaykum
salam. Alaykum salam, sir.
Alaykum salam, sir.
Thank you. Years ago, come to Muslim. It was
okay, I'm sorry, gentlemen. We're getting some background noise. If you have background noise, can you mute your phone unless you're speaking? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir. It was taught to me as a young man through church that I was made in the image and likeness of God. I heard that. It wasn't really taught, but it was said, and my ears grabbed that. It was later on actually taught to me through the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But as a young man growing up with that thought on my mind, it gave me strength. It gave me a sense of power. It gave me the ideal of knowing that I have potential. When I came into these teachings, young man coming up from a poor family, growing up in a racist area in St. Louis, everything that I heard the minister say just applied to me. I grew up in the Catholic school. So everything that I heard just applied to me. The foundation for me was the ideal that I was made in the image and likeness of God. The crowning moment was, again, learning what exactly that meant, who God is. When I heard or learned the student enrollment, who is the original man? The original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, and God of the universe. That furthered my foundation and my belief in actually becoming to know who I am. Foundation or that ideal, I don't believe that it could have been really discovered properly if I had not ran into some trouble with the law and caught some felony cases. And in my mind, I knew as a young black man that was a high school dropout with four felony convictions, there was no chance in this society for me to have a good job. So I embarked on creating a job for myself. Now, in that process of creating a job for myself is when I really began to see God in man. And in that walk, I was able to actually hear the teachings and actually see it in its real form through faith and acquiring knowledge and moving out on that knowledge. So the foundation that I was laying, that I didn't really know the language, but I knew I was doing something that could possibly make life for me and those that I was able to touch in my reach better. So that was the laying of my foundation to this day. And my foundation is strong in the belief of what I've heard our leader and teacher teach over the years. However, most of us, if we don't strive, just like the minister, see, the minister, you know he's been tested by the enemy. Most of us, our enemy is within ourselves. We haven't conquered that enemy first. So once you strive to try to actually make having a nation a reality, building a nation, that was a motivating factor for me coming into the Nation of Islam, the idea of having a nation for righteous people. But what did we have to reference that ideal with? Now, we could go back and check America and see how it maliciously just killed people, raped people, robbed people, or we can go back to the founding years of the Nation of Islam and see how it was built, and we have to measure the level of us wanting to be a part of something that was successful, us wanting to be a part of something that made us feel good about ourselves. And see, when you got a man or a woman that feels good about themselves, that can actually look at the progress of something that they believe in and that they're contributing to, then you see progress. The enemy knows that. Now today, the last thing I heard the minister say on that tape from Savior's Day, he said, I have spoken to you. I can't get it word for word, but he said the winds will have to blow on you. He said about his mind. That was the most profound thing out of the whole lecture that I heard. He said the winds will have to blow on you because you think you still treat me like an entertainer. And see, in this teaching, if the only way we're going to really make a mark, you have to be realistic. You have to develop an economic system. You have to do that. And if you don't do it for yourself, you're going to do it for your enemy. And when you realize that is so very important, we got soldiers. Oh, we got soldiers. But we don't really love this like we claim we do. So
Come on, man.
My base is rooted in, first, the fact that I know I'm made in the image and likeness of a God. Of God, Allah. With that in mind, I can't look at the bird and let the bird outdo me. I can't look at the dog in the street. You got a dog, let him go. You won't see him running up to the unemployment line. He's going to feed himself.
Come on.
You got a cat, put your cat out the house. You won't see the cat going to the welfare line. He gonna feed, or she gonna feed him or herself. But let one of us get cut off a job, we lose our mind. But we say we believe in what our teacher, that most honorable Elijah Muhammad, taught us. We are the biggest hinderers in this movement. That's why our leader hurts. He hurts inside when he look at us. Because he know that we just don't get it. So I don't want to take up too much time. I hope I answered that question, big brother. And
yes, sir.
I love my people, but we have to understand that we are not going to just mysteriously, we can't believe in a spook God. We have to unite, pool our resources in a real way, work an exodus plan to come off that our enemy's job. I don't even want to call him the devil. I put a post up on Facebook. I asked a question. No, somebody asked, should we be mad at the white man? I said, well, actually, you probably should be thanking the devil. Then I said, slash Satan. You really should be thanking him. You really should be thanking Satan. And she said, well, explain, brother. I said, well, he allows you to pay your bills. He allows you to pay your car note, your insurance, your house note. But yet, you speak very ill of him. and he has mercy on you, knowing you talking ill on him, about him, rather. So I said, now, you should be thanking him. Then she said to me, no, I won't thank him or love him. Then I said to her, the minister said on Savior's Day that he went into a rich Jew's house, and the Jew called him by his first name. And the minister said he didn't disrespect the Jew, even though the Jew disrespected him. And he called him Mister. So I said, it's in that spirit that I said what I said. It's with that knowledge of what the minister, how he moves, even dealing with the devil, I said what I said. Now, we can't allow ourselves to continue to use the fine words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he said, if you work for the Caucasian man, give him a good day's of work. And then we allow that to remain the hook and sinker in our lives to stay on his job. He also said with that, brothers and sisters, study him. Study him. And what you do for him, you do for self. And it don't take 20 years to do that, or retirement to do that from him. And if we've been in these teachings for any time over 10 years, we ain't studying him. Our foundation has to be built on sacrifices that we are willing to make and desiring to make to build a nation. The reality of a nation being built is going to have to come off some sweat, blood, tears, and some lives being sacrificed. Your comfort zone, you got to come up off of that if you really want this nation to stand like it's supposed to stand. I want to see that happen.
Yes, sir.
Entrepreneurship is not the easiest thing in the world when you're dealing with a black person, a black man, and a black woman that look at you. They hate themselves, so they hate you. So everything about what you do, it ain't good enough. We got to work on helping each other. We all we got. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. And before we go to our next question, because our time is flying, but we're getting it out there.
Yes, sir.
And you know me, I'll do a part 3, 4, and 5 if necessary. But before we move forward with the next question, let me share something from a wonderful book entitled Closing the Gap, Interviews of the Heart, Mind, and Soul of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And, of course, that was conducted and compiled by Jibril Muhammad. It's right in the introduction. It reads, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated that the ultimate aim and purpose of Master Farad Muhammad was, is, to make each one into a god, and that's with a capital G. If that is his purpose, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wouldn't have a purpose except for the purpose of the master, and Minister Louis Farrakhan wouldn't have a purpose except for the purpose of the student of the master, then it is safe to say that the ultimate aim and purpose of Minister Louis Farrakhan is the same as the master, to make each one of us into a god. Okay, I'm going to need that one right there. And I'm going to come to you, Student Minister James Muhammad, sir.
Come and call.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Now, what we just read from the introduction to Closing the Gap, how does this statement relate to tonight's subject?
Well, tonight's subject, my dear brother, as you have announced and as you all have been discussing, is how strong is the foundation? And I think, and I think I'm very sure, as a matter of fact, that Brother Eddie did a wonderful, wonderful expression and explanation that you must first know what you intend to build on that foundation, that you can set the proper foundation.
Come on.
So if the foundation is rooted in the purpose expressed by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for the work of Master Farad Muhammad, for the work of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if that foundation is to ultimately build the God.
That's right.
And that is the kind of foundation that we have to build. Now, what is a foundation? I think my brother, I think it was Brother Rabbit, who looked up the definition and gave us a wonderful denotative meaning, right and exact.
That was Brother Carl, but go ahead, yes, sir.
Oh, Brother Carl, I'm sorry.
That's all right,
yes, sir,
brother.
No problem.
But the foundation I look at, in addition, let me say, not but in addition, the foundation I look at as the source. It is the center. It is the origin from which a man's actions emanate. And so whatever is in the heart, the core of a man's desire or woman, that's their foundation. Because everything that we do is motivated by our core desire. Now, the foundation of a God, what is that? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated that if you want to be a doctor, you have to see how one looks, what one looks like. So we had to have an example of what a God was and is, how he looked, what he did, what he said, how he taught, how he stood, and a little something of what he went through to become that. This is what we were supplied by the appearance of Master Farad Muhammad and what he related to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad of his own growth and development. So our foundation, be God, is that foundation upon which a God has been already produced. And what is that? That is submission to the example that you're given as a God. If you submit to a doctor, and he's a real doctor, and a good doctor, if you submit to that doctor, he will make you a doctor. If you submit to that electrician, and he's a good and sincere electrician, then he will make you an electrician. Well, if we submit to God, if we submit to Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, then that is our foundation upon which we are built into the ultimate product, which is to be God. And that is how I believe what you read, in my humble opinion, relates to the theme of this show.
Praise be to Allah.
Thank you, beloved.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All praises.
Assalamualaikum. Yes, sir.
And before I come to you, Brother Carl, because I'm coming to you, don't think you're getting off the hook.
I want to answer the question.
Yes, sir. No problem. I want to define or clear, depending upon, you know, the language we're using, you know, some words. Our topic tonight, our subject is, how strong is your foundation? Can you survive? The word how is defined as in what manner or way, for what reason, and for our purposes, to what degree or extent, in what state or condition. And it comes from the old English who, or the word who. So, in essence, how is really saying who is your foundation, is what it's saying. The term or the word strong is defined as having or marked by great physical power, having moral or intellectual power, effective are efficient, especially in a specified direction, rich in some, notice the term, rich in some active agent, solid, well-established. The word is equivalent to the word be, which is defined as to equal in meaning, to have identity, from the Latin fuere, to produce. And I also went to Merriam-Webster and looked up the word foundation, and the root of the word foundation is the word found. It is defined as the act of founding, a basis or principle upon which something stands or is supported by, an underlying base, as you stated, for the call, or support, from the Latin word fundere, bottom or base, and which comes from the word basis, which literally means to walk. And finally, the word your is defined as of or relating to oneself, from the Sanskrit word yoyam, your true self. So, Brother Carl,
well,
go right ahead and answer that question, if you would.
Yes, sir. All praise due to Allah. I was just listening to everyone's answer, and everyone gave their view and their what was in their heart, mind to say, and everyone came up with actual facts. But I just wanted to share something that we haven't looked at and may not have touched on as far as this foundation. I'm not looking at it like a structure. I'm not looking at a building. But what I'm looking at is the creation of Allah himself and his mind. It was his foundation. He had to call into existence his mind, his body, you know, his arms, his legs. And just like us, we have to call into existence our own body when we were being made in the womb of our mothers. So I'm looking at it when the minister was talking about thy kingdom come at Mas Mariam. And he pointed to the dome. And he talked about the dome, but he was talking about our hands. And we know that the brain is the first thing that is being produced once we go through the ovum and the blood and all of that. And the nucleus, it begins to grow and expand. But it's the brain. Now, we know the brain has the most powerful function of speed in the universe at 20, moving at 24 billion miles per second. So when you have something like that, a foundation that's being built that is so powerful, see, we don't understand what Esther was talking about when he was talking about this foundation. You know, talking about a building or what we're standing on, because we're standing on what we say we believe. Not really. And so we got to understand that if we don't put on the throne the thing that was created first in us, that foundation, the brain is the foundation. Your thought is your foundation. Hell, if you don't have the right thought, you can't even build a foundation. So you have to have a thought to imagine what is the foundation going to be, whether it's a building, whether it's a people,
whether whatever it is in creation. Now, I wonder, as he was building his own foundation in himself, in his own thoughts, how long did this 24 billion miles per second take him to realize from east to west, from north to south, that this line, this 77 quintillion miles, which is supposed to be the span of the universe at that time when he escalated that. We know that it's constantly expanding. But how long did it take? And he had to have a great foundation. And this is what's wrong with us today, is that we don't understand the value and the understanding of what the foundation is. See, God wants us to expand our mind. So he gave us a class, gave us supreme wisdom. But we don't understand the value of Master Farah Muhammad. So we're not expanding in the teachings. We're not expanding in what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us. Because we're looking at the foundation wrong. We're trying to stand on another man's shoulders, but all of us can't fit on that man's shoulders. What is wrong with our thought pattern? What is wrong with our understanding? We don't have understanding of Allah. And if we did really truly understand him and what he wants us to do, we are going to have to get more acquainted with him. Our relationship with Allah is not what it should be. And it's reflected in our families. Maybe not with your wife, but is it right with your daughter? Is it right with your son? Is it right with your neighbor? See, so what is the real foundation that we're dealing with today? Look at our people. You look at them and I say, well, that's general order number one. Take charge of this post and all temporal property and view. Well, let's look at the view and the temple. They're the people. Their view of God and their view of themselves is the view of what white folks taught them. So because we're not really standing, we're not level-headed nation of Allah. We're not creating a foundation for our people. So we have no place for them. We have no jobs for them. But we say we are the nation of Islam. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would say after every meeting, not just what we say now, do you believe what you heard today is good for your people and is the truth? But he would also say, how many people in here have a job? And when they would raise their hand that they don't have, or he would ask, how many people are unemployed? And the majority of people would raise their hand, they don't have a job. But he was a producer. He was a man who knew what a foundation. So he had a foundation for us to stand on. That's the point. But it came from his mind. And then he produced it from his mind. You know, and from the will of God and the wisdom of God. So this is where we got to take it, man. Look, we got to work for self. We got to constantly be thinking ministers, assistants, captains, lieutenants, all of us now. We're so comfortable with working with the white man. Hell, I ain't worked for the white man damn near all my life. I've been working for myself. I'm not trying to pat my damn self on the butt. It takes faith. It's real faith. When you ain't got no damn job to go to, and you don't know where your dollar's coming from, but you got faith to go out there and talk to these people and say, look, I am Carl, I'm the owner of Amen Window Cleaning Service. Are you the person that I need to talk to who can give my company the authorization to clean the windows? Or if it's my construction company. But it takes faith to get out there and do that. It takes the mindset of a God not worried about, because I didn't make no dollars today, oh, I'm going to just run and go get a job. No, I'm going to make a job. And
that's
this
right.
is what we got to do.
That's
we have
right.
got to be men of God and stop. Now, we may not want to hear this, but damn it, we got to do this. If we're going
that's
to
right.
build a nation, if we're going to really be the nation of Islam, then we, damn it, we got to get out there and look, you got communities in every city. But if we're not meeting the needs of the people in their damn communities, then what are we doing?
Come on now.
We're just talking. We got to be about doing. And that's why the minister's looking at us like that. Because we're not building no damn nation. He came to give us the word. It's up to us to get up, FOI, MGT, and build this nation.
That's right.
Well, I can't come on here with no pretty feet and pretty sounding words for nobody. I got to tell it like God said and how it is, man. It is
Love.
What it is.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, bro. I'm sorry. But it is what it is,
brother. Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. We're going to keep moving forward because that is what Conscious Black Nation is about, and indeed the entire nation-building network, the nation-building movement is about.
Right.
Not just talking, but practical application of these teachings. That's
yes,
what we, that's what we're here. And everybody that's a part of this movement, this network, that's what we're about. You know, and we're not separate.
Yes,
This is about
yes,
practical
sir.
Application. Now, before
brother, can I say just one thing real quickly, brother, please? One really good idea that I would love to share with the Honorable Miss Lewis Farrakhan is create, and this is my dream. I don't care if somebody else do it, but this is what I want to do. And if anybody want to take it, take it. I don't give a damn. I'm still going to do it. But look. It's called One Nation Community Development. Now, check this out. You have a counseling area. Our people need counseling, man. Our people out here toe up. All types of counseling that they give. I'm not going to go into all the counseling, but I'll give you a few. Like children who have been raped by their parents. Young boys who have been raped in the prison system. Okay, that's one aspect. You also, I'm gonna stop on the counseling. We're going to go to something else, in another part of it, in the administration area, okay? But also, we need to have, like, for instance, part of it that would really finance it is training in every trade how to build homes. Now, think about that. If you train so many brothers in a class, and you got over 200 brothers, and you got so many electricians, so many plumbers, so many carpenters, so many bricklayers, so many foundation builders. And after they finish the class, you go to Habitat for America and different organizations in the city, and you tell them, look, we'll build these houses for nothing for you, the first 10. Well, why are you doing that, Muhammad? Because these young boys or young men, when they build these homes for the first time, they may make some mistakes. So that's going to keep us from BSU because we're giving it away. So once we get it down and there's no more mistakes through the inspector says, okay, no, that's being passed. That electrician's good. Okay, the foundation's good. Okay, once we get that down, we start buying land. Excavating the land, huh? If we got to rent equipment, then we rent equipment. But look, once they're trained, we have another business over here where they actually get a job. Now imagine we build a home. Now,
brother,
we don't stop,
Carl.
We only stop in the school.
Brother Carl.
Huh?
Brother Carl.
Yes, sir.
I hate to interrupt you, brother, but I understand and it's beautiful, but we need
yes,
to
sir.
Stay on topic, brother. I mean, and honestly.
Yes, sir.
Because we won't keep moving forward. I appreciate your passion, but we want to keep moving forward so that we can get to that practical application that you're talking about.
Right,
so
right.
Please, if you would, just
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let us continue to move forward with the topic or the format that we have set up for tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, praise be to Allah. And I was about
brother,
to say, brother Eric, before I come to you. Yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes,
I have a question, but go ahead. Go ahead, brother. I really just wanted to address a point that my brother said, and I'm not going to be long on it at all, but for a point of clarity, as he referenced the shoulders upon which we were attempting to stand, and he said that we're standing on the shoulders or trying to stand on the shoulders of one man, and he can't carry us all. I think that was his word. I'm just trying to understand that the shoulders to which you are referring, are they the shoulders of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and did you metaphorically mean that we're trying to stand on his work, and then we should have our own works? Is that
what
the point?
No, sir. What I meant was that, yes, all of us, the minister, we can stand on his shoulders. But I'm sure he would like to lift some of the burden and for us to get up and do for ourselves, man. You know, we can't wait.
Oh,
like he said, don't wait. We can't wait for the minister to do everything. We got to do something, too. He needs our help. That's what I'm saying, brother.
Okay, my brother. I appreciate that, you know, because
yes,
I thought about the real fact of the matter is that we're all on his shoulders. If he did not stand up, there wouldn't be a nation of Islam today.
Exactly.
And
absolutely,
so
bro.
I just wanted to get some clarity there, brother. But thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
You cleared it up very beautifully. Thank
yes,
you, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay. Now, if I may, please. Brother Eddie, before I come back to you, Brother Eddie, I want to share this from the problem book. Well, first, actually, I need to preface this from Message to the Black Man, page 68, wherein the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, and the title of this section is Islam. The very first paragraph is all I'm going to read. He asked the question, what is Islam? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, while teaching and representing a religion called Islam to you, the first important thing to do is to answer the questions, what is Islam? Who is the author? Who are its prophets? And such questions could be answered in a few words, or one could make books out of the answers. Briefly, Islam means entire submission to the will of Allah God. It is, moreover, a significant name. Its primary significance is the making of peace, and the idea of peace is the dominant idea in Islam. Now, from the problem book, problem number 13 states this. After learning mathematics, which is Islam, and Islam is mathematics, it stands true. There's a period there. That means it's a statement. It needs no qualification. It stands true that mathematics is Islam and Islam is mathematics. Notice the words. He says, you, he didn't say we, he said you, can always prove it at no limit of time. He goes as a period. Then he goes on to state, then you must learn to use it and secure some benefit while you are living. And the way it states it here, it says, that is luxury, money, good homes, friendship, in all walks of life. The next statement is this. Sit yourself in heaven at once. That is the greatest desire of your brother and teacher. Now I'm going to go back to the first paragraph wherein at the end it says, that is luxury, money, good homes, friendship in all walks of life.
And many of us have become so materialistic. But yet Master Farai Muhammad does and does understand how backwards our thinking has been and still is. Because if he had said to us first, friendship in all walks of life, even today most of us would say, I don't need no friends. All they're going to do is beg for money. We don't understand that it is our interpersonal relationships with one another using freedom, justice, and equality applied correctly to one another. It is our interpersonal relationship, those friendships, that build the bridges and cause the circumstances for us to acquire a good home, some money, and some luxury. Now, that having been said, Brother Eddie, my question to you is, what kind of witness are you?
Wow. Okay. You said, what kind of a witness?
Yes, sir. I mean, this is a question for all of us.
Yeah. Okay. Let me, I'm going to take a page from you. And, take the definition of witness. I don't think you defined that one.
But, oh, no, sir, I didn't. I didn't get into that one. I was hoping somebody would.
Well, it's used in two ways, as a noun and a verb, actually.
That's right. That's right.
And it's a person who sees the thing happen.
Mm.
And the other one is it's evidence or proof. So in the action or the verb, it's to see something happen, or to give or serve as evidence of in itself. So the first definitions of noun and verb are you're the person who is seeing the noun and the verb, and the second definition is you are the evidence or the action that you are providing yourself as witness to testify to. Am I making sense so far?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, if I am a witness. Now, what are you a witness to? You could be a witness to anything. But for sake of the general topic of our conversation, you witness that which you want to be set free or found, sometimes found innocent if you're on the defense, of innocent to before the jury. Or you can serve as a witness to find someone guilty. Now, I'll answer directly to the your or to who am I. I am first a witness, and we are witnesses to the prosecution for the enemy. We not only see the work that he has done, but we personally as individuals stand as evidence that can give ourselves and our own flaws as evidence to the works of Satan. Because you and I, we do not reflect that which God intended for us to be. We are wrapped in pain and hurt and anguish and ignorance. We are wrapped in immaturity in our activity. We give ourselves to serve as evidence to testify to Satan's work. So the book says, the devil talking, respite me until the day that they are raised. What does respite mean? It's just to stay off of punishment. Well, if to stay off of punishment, you've never been out on bail, well, you're respited for a time. And so the enemy was respited. But he has to return at one point to his day in court. And now today, the whole of humanity serves as testament. Serve as testing and my flaws and my shortcomings. And I feel the works of Satan and I am all short of the glory of God. I also serve as a witness and testament to God himself. Because as I work and strive in all difficulty to submit myself to his will and to be a better example, not just to the faith of him, but the privacy of myself and my family, I serve as a witness in my striving and overcoming the works of Satan, the direct opposite of God, the extreme left, the ultimate power of wickedness.
as my overcome and go to war with this. Just a
child slave.
I serve as great evidence. I give myself to testify to the power of God through his Christ and his man.
Come on.
We do that. And today in real time, we serve as testament to the man who I, and I would assume we, follow in his wisdom from the God, the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan. I stand as testament to him. We who follow this teaching every day have to testify to who he is and his works, because we don't want to be like the disciples who left him on the cross, left Jesus on the cross, mm-hmm. and only was left were the women around him. So we as men testify. All of us testify to the works of Farrakhan, Elijah Muhammad, and Allah in person. But we also testify to the works of Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Denmark Beezy, Toussaint Louverture. We testify to the work of all of those who have fought for the liberation of the slaves and the poor and oppressed people of the earth, which is the very thing which embodies God's will today. So I serve as a witness to two parties in two cases, the prosecution of Satan and the defense of God himself. I'll leave my answer there. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Queen Aziza. Pardon me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. Do we have questions, comments? Because I know that everybody's been holding and listening to us for quite some time. So I want to open the floor up now to the listening audience. Do we have any questions or comments?
We have some in the chat room, and there are a lot of people on the phone. So let me remind the listening audience that those of you who are calling in by phone, if you have a question for any one of our panelists, press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll take your questions now. And, yes, sir, we have a question from Glenn. He says, do you believe that people who want to do will, and those that don't simply will not? Is this a part of the great falling away?
Since I have all these wonderful panelists here, any one of the panelists want to field that question?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm going to answer that question in short and very simple.
Sir.
That will be part of. I know we got a lot of brothers that we listen profoundly and precisely when we listen, so I got to make this right and exact. That will be part of it, the falling away. That's why in this hour, the foundation is spiritual, but without economics, it won't be balanced. Without doing for self, without building a physical reality as well as the spiritual reality, the spirit coming first, then we move on to the economics part of it. But there are too many of us that are seasoned to still be caught up in the spiritual part of it when we should be past or at this time working on top of, building on top of the spiritual foundation, and we're not. So based on world situations, the things that are happening in the world with economics and jobs leaving America, and now we have totally, quote-unquote, lost the middle class, you have the haves and the have-nots. And we always say we want for our brother what we want for ourselves, but you don't know how your brother eating right now today or your sister eating right now today. let alone you don't know how your neighbor is eating or not eating. So that will be a part of that falling away. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Anyone else?
What was the question, brother? I forget the details of the question. I apologize.
Yes, I will read it again. Glenn says, do you believe that people who want to do will and those that don't simply will not, is this a part of the great falling away?
Well, it depends on what falling away is talking about. So the scripture says that day shall not come lest there be a falling away first and the man of sin be revealed. So, well, what are we falling away from? I become blank in minister's exact interpretation of that. But hell, if the falling away means something originally had you in possession or had you in grip, and Satan was given 6,000 years to rule and he has deceived the whole world, as the Bible says, so there has to be a great falling away there from him. And there has to be a falling away by the perfect, because it uses the conjunction and. So the conjunction and, seeing these two things are one together, so he has to falling away because the man of sin who's had you. That's how I would particularly understand that. I don't have the deepest understanding, but if I were to share an answer, that's how I would.
Well, I pray that those answers were sufficient for prayer.
Okay, we're going to take a question from area code 404. Your mic is now live.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Ma'am. I was calling in because I heard one for the brother, what you want for yourself. And the brother was like, basically, if your brother, if you don't know if your brother is eating, basically, how can you want for your brother what you want for yourself? Because you're not concerned. Or like at the mosque, sometimes I go to the mosque, I haven't joined yet, but I've been there for like 3 years, and I'm writing my letter constantly, submitting letters, but they're saying that they're not good enough. So my captain told me to send it off myself. But, you know, I think like in the end, I went through a situation, and I went to the administration, and it's just like, you know, I finally do see that it's like you and you at work, you know, you have this community of people or whatever you work with, like somebody told me, and, you know, you basically got to find your crowd. You basically got to find, you know, the ones you can click with, because we talk, you know, I want for my brothers and sisters what I want for myself, but sometimes we're not living that, you know, because when my sister has a problem, you know, and I see my sister has a problem. No, just because she's not registered yet, if she had come to me with a problem, I'm concerned, you know, and I show my gratitude, and I show that, like, I want to help you, sister. You know, whatever I have to do to help you, because that's my spirit. You know, even if you say that I'm not a part, if you come to me with your concern or if I see you need something, I'm going to be there for you, because no matter what, in the eyes of God, I'm your sister. And that's just the sisterhood and the brotherhood that I'm talking about. And I respect what the brother said, because he was like, if my brother not eating, how can I say I want for my brother what I want for myself if I don't even know if he's able, you know, if he's able to do for himself. I don't even know my brother's address, you know, how can I want for my brother what I want for myself? So that's where I'm at this point, and I just want you all to help me with this. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Can I answer that? Can I say something on that, brother?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. See that spirit right there that sister have, brother?
Yeah.
she may not know all the sciences and actual facts and, you know, the supreme wisdom and all that, student lessons. But that spirit that she has, see, when we come through those doors for our first time, I know exactly where she's at. When we come through those doors for our first time, it's that spirit right there that we have. I know all of you guys, all everybody on this panel probably had that spirit if you wasn't born into the nation. But if you came into the nation by way of a friend or something, it's that spirit right there that we had. I know I did. Now, it's a disease that we have to have, in my humble opinion, a panel in all mosques that we exercise how to treat the believers and those who are desiring to be believers. We have to safeguard those people that come in.
Right.
If we don't give you a chaperone for marriage, then how are we not going to give you a chaperone for the marriage of this nation?
Come on.
We need chaperone there too. And it needs to be, everything needs to be done in the believer's eye in public. See, that thing that she said is real. There is cliques.
Look.
She's mom. Now, she's somebody just coming in and recognize that, but she ain't the only one. And that disease there needs to be dissolved so that we can move forward. That's a big hindrance in our growth.
That's
and
right.
Young people like this sister here, it kills the desire. See, there's nothing else out there for her that's greater than these teachers. I know it personally. There's nothing else out here for me.
Right.
Greater than teachers. But when we make a choice to go there and act like this ain't real, you want to play tricks, little gymnastics with your own hand? No, sir. We got to make that a non-existing factor in Mars. That's what I'm like.
Alaykum salam. All right. Anybody else want to address this statement or question?
Yeah,
can
you, Brother Kareem.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Yes.
Who is that?
Was that student Minister James Brown?
Yes, it was, but there was someone that I think may have asked, may have wanted to respond and express that before I did, brother. I don't know who
no,
it was,
sir. Go ahead.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Brother James.
Okay,
yes,
well,
sir.
Thank you. You know, the situation or condition to which my sister speaks, as our brother who confirmed or reiterated what she said or the spirit of what she said, that's true. There's no denying it. You know, in every movement, dear sister, there is growth and development. There are those who uphold a standard, then there are those who are attempting to uphold the standard and may not be doing so well, and then there are those who profess the standard, but their intention is to deceive those who would try to hold the standard, new ones such as yourself, and they're called hypocrites. When we come into the nation, one thing we must understand, we all come from the world. The world is our field of labor. And whatever we harvest into the nation, we harvest it out of the world. So when we're in the nation from the world, we're trying to strive to be right, to uphold the standard, but whatever we had in the world, we brought into the nation. Now, this is a work in progress. As the scripture says, we have all
fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. And so that exempts none of us from perhaps doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, being abusive to someone, or ourselves being abused. Master Farad Muhammad, Allah God in person, saw this before he came. He knew who he was coming to and the kind of people that he was coming to. If you read Ezekiel, when Ezekiel was given commandments to go, or son of man, in words, was commanded to go to the people and warn them. I mean, read the description of the people. He called the people, what did he call them? What is that deadly insect? Scorpions, snakes,
mm-hmm.
hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and rebellious.
Huh? Come on.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we are people who are easily led in the wrong direction, hard
and
to be led in the right direction. He called
us
slaves of mental death and power, poison animal eaters. I mean, we're messed up. But as we come into the nation, we are presented a standard, and we're into a process. Process does not end when you receive your X or when you become officially registered on paper. The process is ongoing until we ultimately reach the goal for which we were created, and that is to become perfect reflections of the God who created us. Now, that's a lifetime thing. And so, I would advise, yes, it's painful, and yes, it's true, dear sister, the things that you've said, there's no denying it. But what I would suggest to all who come to the nation, hold fast to the teaching. Don't hold fast and attach yourself to anyone in the nation, with the exception of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. All others you don't make any attachment with. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, attachments are death. Now, he said that. But if you would attach yourself to those men and their teaching, their word, and then you uphold the standard. There's a saying that water seeks its own level, which means that whatever you are, that's where you will be found, and that is who you will attract. So you uphold the standard, dear sister, to the best of your ability, and then I would ask you to please be patient with that which is a work in progress. We're not where we going to be, but we're certainly not what we were before we came. So if you would be patient with the imperfections that you encounter, expressed through brothers and sisters who are striving to be right, but we haven't exactly made it all the way there. And then you hold fast to the message, to the teaching. And then to the best of your ability, dear sister, you be the standard of the teachings that you understand. And then you will attract others to you as water seeks its own level. You will attract those of like minds to you, and you'll also serve as an example. Everyone in the nation that is not a hypocrite, devil, enemy. In fact, if he is, and she is, and they're black, their nature is righteousness. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that all black people have the nature of righteousness. And so all of us have a chance. And as God Master Farad Muhammad, his Christ, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and their servant, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, has not written us off. God knows they'd be justified if they did.
Yes,
but if they have exercised patience, rooted in love, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan instructed us, when you see your people and you work with your people, don't treat them according to how they're acting. You know they can potentially be by the nature in which God created them. So I would ask you to do that with others. Now, I know it's easy to say, very difficult to do. But I would ask for your patience, dear sister, and your understanding. But I also would ask that you be firm and strong, and that when you see something that is awry or something that is inconsistent, with respect, stand and speak on it to the person, the agent of that mishap, the agent of that incorrect behavior. You speak directly to them. Remind them of the standard. You might find them responding, "Oh, dear sister, I didn't know that I was coming off to you like that. I'm sorry. And I'll change my ways where you are concerned. I'm sorry that I offended you or treated you in that manner." But try it. Try it. Because all of us in the nation have the nature of righteousness. We all have the self-accusing spirit. Most of us, if not all of us, if we are reminded of our misstep, if it's pointed out to us, we will attempt to correct it. That's my suggestion, and that's my hope, dear sister. And may Allah continue to bless you, and as long as you focus your eyes on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan,
come on,
if he doesn't misstep, if he doesn't veer, or if he doesn't, you know, abuse or make a mistake like that, and you stay with him, because that's who you came to follow. That's who you came to be with. And that is the man that is God's mouthpiece. Thank you for allowing me to address that, brothers and sisters. Thank you, dear sister, for your question. And Brother Kareem, I have to ask if I may be excused. Queen Aziza and my dear brothers, co-panelists, thank you for your wonderful responses to the questions and your comments. This is always a learning experience for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen, I'll talk with you later, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother James.
Thank you, Brother James.
God bless us all.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum salam. All right, we have any more questions?
Yes, we have a question from Sandy. Sandy wants to know, do you think black people in America will ever be at the status that whites are now? Or are we trying to elevate our spirits while dying in poverty, crime, and social injustices?
May I take that question?
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
The answer is no. I don't want to be at the status that white people are now, because white people are doomed for destruction.
Come on, bro.
That's right.
I want to have a new thing. The Bible says, "Behold, I make all things new." We don't fight the fight for freedom, justice, and equality to be like white people.
Come on now.
Being like white people has got us in the problem that we are right now.
That's right.
God make us like ourselves, and I understand your concern, but our problem, dear sister, is that we have to stop looking at them to know what success looks like. So I don't know what your religious persuasion is, but go to the books and study what God wanted for the children of Israel. It is in both Bible and Quran. And that will tell you what we want. A land of our own freedom, justice, and equality, and to be the light, the sun, of freedom, justice, and equality for all of humanity. And that is not what our former slave masters and their children were, no matter how much power they exercised. Praise due to Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have a question on the line. Area code 732. Your mic is now live.
Assalamu alaikum.
This brother
Sean calling from New Jersey. God Squad Radio, just representing, trying to show some love to our brother Kareem and all the hosts and panelists that are on the line. And I heard that y'all talking about the foundation. How strong is our foundation?
Can we really
survive? Well, the test is actually coming to see how strong foundation is really strong, because it's really a test of faith. And the test is really made for all of those who follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we have to understand and gauge ourselves on how strong is that foundation, which is the power and the faith in Almighty God Allah. So the way that they test a cooling system, brothers and sisters, they do what they call a pressure test. And according to that pressure test, it will tell you where the radiator is leaking, whether the water pump is leaking, or whether you got a head gasket leak. So that's why we need to do a pressure test on our faith. We got to tighten up on the prayer rug. We got to tighten up on the fasting. We got to tighten up on the love. And the love for Almighty God Allah is really what's going to get us through. So if our righteousness will sustain us, and that's the sustaining thing, that's what will make us get through this, how strong our foundation is. But I want to just show some love for our brothers and sisters who are online. Keep doing the great work, and I'm going to try to call my office. I'm over here at the plantation, but you know how it is. I still got to talk my talk, you know?
Praise be to Allah.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Brother Kareem, I'll talk to you, brother, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we don't have any more questions. We don't have any more questions right now, so go ahead and proceed, Brother Kareem.
All praise is due to Allah. All right. Now, we're down to the last 15 minutes, so we definitely want to be concise in our answers, but I understand we have to express ourselves. So we're coming now, and what the question is, and I'm going to come to you first, Brother Robert, on this one. Now, based on what has been shared so far, how strong is your foundation?
Did you say for Brother Robert?
Yes, sir.
I thought I answered that question once the first time around.
Well, that's all right. You can just, expound.
I love to say this, brother.
I love to say this, brother.
Hey, brother.
I know, black man.
Hey, brother, when you can see yourself actually God working through you, when you can have a vision, one day, one morning you wake up with an idea and you get out the bed and you move on that idea, and in just a few moments of time that idea is manifest. When you can actually see, no, God moves through man. God is man.
No.
Foundation can't be weak, brother. When you can actually look the Caucasian in his eye and tell him what you ain't going to do, when he say, well, I need you to do this, and you say, well, no, I'm not going to do that like that. And don't have to worry about him saying, well, we're going to knock your pay. Or we're going to fight. But you got a faith so strong and rooted in the God that promised you success and promised you power and dominion. That roots you, brother. That gives you a strong foundation. That gives me a strong foundation. You got to practice what you preach.
Come on.
You
got
to practice this. Now, we didn't tell about the first thing. Let me throw a disclaimer out there. None of us are perfect. All of us are striving to be perfect, striving to be like Allah, striving to be in the image and likeness of Allah. And that's all the way to the physical grave. We should be doing that. But if we always gravitate towards each other's imperfection, then we'll never rise to the point that we could be. Because we're always pulling each other down. Well, you ain't this and you ain't that. See, our great leaders, they weren't perfect neither. But I always say, despite what we may disagree on, look at the results of what these men have done.
Come on now.
None of them was perfect. But I know that the foundation that they laid for us, if they stood up on what they believed in the name of the God that they serve,
all right, now
do that too. That was a strong foundation to make this thing change. Them men died for us. They died.
Tamaria, stop touching your computer. You about to go to bed.
You know, so
okay,
foundation is strongly rooted in knowing, not believing. And knowing that I
Come
am
on.
A potential God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I know I don't have to second guess it. I got 20 years of practicing it. I ain't perfected it yet, but I got 20 years up under my belt practicing it. You hear me?
Peace now. Yes,
so I can talk like this and talk like this in the front of my customers if I want to. Or down the city hall if I want to. Because I ain't worried about what they're going to say or do to me. And believe me, I'm telling you from firsthand experience, when you want something more than a job, one car, a piece, one little house to rent, when you want more than that, Satan is going to rear his ugly head and get in your business. I know it firsthand.
That's right.
That's when you're going to find out how strong your foundation is. Because when you go and stand before him, he's going to make you either man up or punk out.
That's it. Come on.
That's all I got to say, brother. I love you, brother.
Long walk, bro.
I love my people. I love my people. Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am, all praise is due to Allah. And I hope you will forgive me, but I'm going to come to you now because, you know, I need some balance here. And so I have to ask you, you and I work together so much at this work. Based upon what's been shared so far, how strong is your foundation?
Ha-ha, I'm rock solid, baby.
That's right. Come on, soldier.
I stopped being a believer a long time ago. So now I'm a witness, and I know the truth, and I know the God, and I know what's actual fact. And my foundation is firm, and it cannot be rocked. I always prepare myself to be in the position of Job. And if I am ever in the position of Job, then that's the, I'm still going to stand on my square no matter what. So I'm rock solid because I know that the devil has no power and that Allah is going to be victorious. And if we believe that, if you believe it, because I know it, but if you even believe it, they say if you have the faith of a mustard seed, then you will carry forth in the way of your God and you will keep your duty to Allah. So that's where I am. And Brother Kareem, you have a question on the phone? That's my answer.
Yes, all praise is due to Allah. Well, let's bring him in. Let's bring him in.
All right, this is my brother right here, Brother Hakeem Rashid Muhammad from Houston, Texas. Assalamu alaikum, soldier.
Well,
come on,
welcome,
Brother Rashid.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. First, allow me to give all the brothers and you, Sister Carr, the greetings once again of Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sir.
Brothers and sisters, if I just may, and I heard you say, Sister Gidget, there were several people in the chat room and also on the line. And of course, the question has been tonight, how strong is our foundation? Of course, we know in the, under the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that he said 75% of the teachings were for the woman. And being that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that, I take that the woman is pretty much the foundation of us all because she's the one that's going to give birth to our nation. And with that being said, sis, I wanted to make a very quick statement, if I may, brothers, and that's that it's incumbent. And I say this to everybody that's listening. It's incumbent, sisters, keep these brothers out of your inboxes. Brothers, stay out of these sisters' inboxes. Brothers,
yes, sir.
Stop entertaining the company of a Jezebel.
Come
Everything
on,
that glitter does not, is not gold, brother. Sometimes we get so lonely. We entertain the company. Ooh. Of demons, brother.
That's it.
Brother, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he gave us the teachings, brother, there's one thing to talk about, the supreme wisdom. But let's not forget those general orders, that fruit code, brother, because you can't do nothing with the supreme wisdom, brother. If you lose the foundation, that's the foundation, brother. The general orders, brother, that fruit code, that's our foundation, Black.
Walk your post in the perfect manner.
Say that again, brother, please.
Walk your post in the perfect manner, keeping always on the alert, brother.
Praise be to Allah. Black man, brother, we going to die around here, brother, if we don't start standing on the principle, brother, the foundation of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I say again, and like I said, I'm going to be short. I won't be long, but I'm damn sure going to be strong. Stop playing with these teachings, brothers and sisters. I'm so serious, and I'm so passionate when it comes to this right here, because we're talking about these sisters, and we're talking about brothers, man. Hey. Stay out these sisters' inboxes, brother. If you see a sister and you're interested in it, in that sister, there's a way to approach a sister. And sister, stop being so damn lonely that you just accept anything and anybody. My mom used to say, if you lay down with a dog, you'll get up with fleas.
Come on now.
Brother, I was taught a long time ago. If you ain't offended nobody, brother, you ain't said nothing.
That's right.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Brother, I'm not looking for no friends because I got God.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yes, sir, brother. I mean, this is really, really real, brother, because if we allow them to continue to kill our sisters, brother, what you going to talk about? The foundation? Ain't no foundation. If the sisters die, so we got to stop playing. We got to stop playing. Yeah, so we got to stop playing Islam and start practicing Islam, brother.
Come on,
now.
So again, I say to y'all, and I say what I'm saying, brother. Please believe me when I tell you, I wouldn't say it if I didn't love us, brother. I wouldn't say it if I didn't love us. But again, sisters, and I know y'all heard me. And if I offended you, praise be to Allah. I thank Allah that I offended you.
That's
but please,
right.
Again. Stay out these sisters' damn inboxes. Sisters, if a brother inboxing, you know his intent is wrong, put him on front street and post it. Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. That's
Jeez.
My little brother, Rashid. All praises due to Allah. I haven't heard him teach like that in such a long time. So it was such a treat to hear from you, Brother Rashid. And I know you've been listening out there for a while, and I'm just so glad you finally decided to come on and just show us, you know, who you are and what you're really about. Because he is certainly a brother who stands up and protects the MGT at all costs.
That's
and we
right.
love you, Brother Rashid, and thank you so, so very much. Wow. Yes, and I just have to say this on Camelback and on my little brother, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that, well, there are no decent women. There are no decent men. And so now I just want to employ my sisters that, you know, when you learn, not when you say, but when you learn that Allah is sufficient for you, then you will not position to where you are tempted or misled or disappointed when it comes to interacting with the brother, because you'll be able to recognize the God in him. But when we are acting out of flesh, then we have a tendency to get ourselves into situations that are totally inappropriate, and it causes a lot of, you know, hurt and pain and disappointment. But I always say this. Every time you think about breaking the restrictive law, this has served as a good reminder for me. Whatever you think you're about to do, ask yourself, is it worth displeasing Allah? Is it worth the wrath of Allah? And whatever you decide, then that's your answer. And whatever comes with it, then that's what you, you know, you reap what you sow. So that's what you sow. But I just want to say it to my sisters, you know, our brothers are strong in their brawn, but our bodies, our adornments, weaken them. I think Barry White said it best. He said, your sweetness is my weakness. And that is the absolute truth.
Yes.
So I just want to tell my sisters that if you keep yourself in check and do what the restrictive law is saying and be obedient to Allah, then you will have blessings upon blessings. But there's always a price for disobedience. So, again, ask yourself, is it worth displeasing Allah? Is it worth the wrath of Allah? And your action is your answer. Thank you, Brother Kareem.
All praise is due to Allah. We're down to actually the last 33 seconds. But I would, before we go any further, questions, anything, I want to get the lineup in, if we could, please, and then we're going to move forward.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Tomorrow is a believers meeting, so we might have a rebroadcast of either Out on the Front Line or Disaster Preparedness, but either way, for those of you who may not attend the mosque and you still want to tune in to our broadcast, join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central. On Wednesday, 7 p.m., DJ Black Season and Friends, our hip-hop comedy show. And on Thursday, oh, that's the big night right there, I got Brother Captain Curtis, Brother Stanley Muhammad, Student Minister James Muhammad, Brother Kareem Muhammad, and they're coming on to have a conversation with the FOI. And the name of that show is FOI to FOI, what the FOI needs to know about courtship and marriage. So this is definitely a brother's show. So you all need to be there and don't be square, because I know my brothers in the FOI are not square. So I know y'all going to show up. This is an opportunity for the brothers to sit down and dialogue about the proper way of courtship and how to deal with certain issues in your marriage. And we're going to have a powerful, powerful panel. So I invite all of you to come back on Thursday. And then on Friday, of course, Student Minister James will have our study group put on the new man at 8 p.m. Central. And then on Saturday, we're coming back with Young, Gifted, and Black, hosted by Cecilia. And on Sunday, we have a new show called The Trumpet, Ain't That Good News? So we're sharing all the good news in our communities. And so that is an open platform for anybody to come on and share their good news or share their business or anything that they want to share with us on that day, just to inspire you to have a pleasant and uplifting week. We turn on the news and we hear so much negativity about our community, and that is not inspiring. It's not encouraging if all you see is crime and injustice and slaughter, whatever. So we want to show people that we are doing something positive in our community. So join us Sunday at 6:30 p.m. for that show. And then next Monday, we'll be right back here at 8 o'clock p.m. Central with Brother Kareem, when his topic will be, Brother Kareem,
what is the meaning of fruit of Islam?
Ooh, what was that, brother? Say that again.
What is the meaning of fruit of Islam? And we're not coming out in no book either.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. That's the end of our show. So, Brother Kareem, you want to take us home?
Yes, ma'am. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank everyone in the listening audience and participating audience, those in the chat room, those on the phone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because indeed, your presence, you being there, that's what these shows, this show is about. Again, it's about learning practical application of these teachings, because we could spit it all day. We could talk it all day. If we're not living it, it is useless. That is why our topic has been and should continue to be, how strong is our foundation? We've had excellent answers to the questions that show us about practical application, again, of these teachings. I want to thank my panelists, Student Minister James Muhammad, who had to leave us, my brother, Brother Robert 11X, my brother. I mean, you're all my brothers, but that's my brother. Trust me, that's my brother. All right, Brother Carl, as always, a pleasure. And with you, Brother Eddie, thank you so, so much for being here. Queen Aziza, again, everybody that offered us questions, remember, the foundation is entire submission to the will of Allah. And how do we know how strong our foundation is? By the level of our peace of mind and our progress, both spiritually and economically. Let's get serious now. If I say I serve the Lord of the worlds, if I'm not making no progress economically, which is what it takes, particularly in this world, to achieve anything, then I need to rethink what I'm doing. As always, the thought is the act. The act is the fact. We either participate or we all dissipate. I want to leave you all as we came with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We speak the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night, sister. Good night.